Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Marijuana is on the November ballot in Colorado again. Last year, voters there approved a law allowing for the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana for recreational use. This year, voters are being asked how much to tax it on a state and, in some cases, local level. The taxes proposed are hefty, and the issue has split the marijuana community and united some strange bedfellows. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus has more.
Here's something you don't see every day. A line of people waiting to get free marijuana rolled into joints while Denver police look on.
Did we start handing out some marijuana?
Woo! America!
This giveaway near Denver Beer Company in downtown Denver was put on by the group opposing taxes on recreational marijuana. Attorney Rob Corey is with the campaign, and he helped write Amendment 64, which legalized recreational pot last year. The campaign was built around the slogan, "Regulate marijuana like alcohol."
We wanted a system where it was treated like alcohol. That was how the drafters, myself included, sold it to the voters. We want to treat this like the Denver Beer Company with their beer right there.
If state and local ballot measures pass, pot taxes could be 3 times the rate for alcohol. And Corey says that defeats the purpose of legalizing it.
When you overtax something, you create a black market and an underground market that is not taxed, not regulated in any way.
Corey chose to give joints away at the Denver Beer Company because inside, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper was the featured speaker at a fundraiser for the campaign supporting the taxes on recreational marijuana. Campaign spokesman Rick Ritter says if passed, the money will pay for things like school construction.
But more importantly, it's a tax that will assure that we keep the federal government out of Colorado.
By making sure there's plenty of money to fund enforcement of the industry, which has been the chief problem in regulating medical marijuana.
Our example of regulating it thus far has failed miserably, both on a state and city level.
Concerned mom Gina Carbone was a vocal opponent of Amendment 64, but supports the taxes.
Hopefully, we're raising some funds to actually get this regulated.
The state taxes could bring in an estimated $67 million a year. Denver is also seeking a pot tax of its own, championed by Mayor Michael Hancock, who also campaigned against Amendment 64.
I'm definitely very concerned about, you know, the fact that we've now legalized it, what the impacts will be on our children.
But he's for an additional 3.5% sales tax that will bring in an estimated $3.5 million annually to city coffers. Some say that's too high. Hancock says it's better than starting too low.
Than to have to come back and say, you know what, we've been stealing from other existing programs and priorities in order to cover this, the implementation of this new opportunity. And we just simply are not going to do that. I'd rather be smart about it.
There's lots of debate about what the proper rate should be.
Certainly there's going to be a level. There's going to be a number that we hit that is too high for the consumer base to take.
Christy Kelly is a co-founder of the medical dispensary Good Meds.
And that will then have the consequence of driving the black market. But we don't know what that number is.
She says it's likely that medical patients will stay with medical, which won't be subject to these new taxes. On the medical marijuana market, prices are historically low. Kelly says even though a tax rate around 30% may seem like a lot, it'll make a typical purchase of an eighth an ounce of marijuana go from $30 to about $38.
You're really not, I mean, you're still within the range of something that's very reasonable. You're not breaking the bank.
Kelly and most of the marijuana businesses support the taxes, and how many industries in this day and age support a tax on themselves? For Here and Now, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.